Blog Talk Radio.
They must unsettle you. Yeah.
You need. Hi, her name is. Y'all need to tune in. Her name is. Who? The hype.
Blog Talk Radio.
D. Barn. Hi, her name is.
You already know.
What? Her name is. Who?
Y'all. Welcome to the D. Barn Show. DMEG Radio. Where you hear the hottest underground. Best unsigned hype from around the globe. That's right, D-Bars doing it right.
You dig? It's your boy Killer Kane, and you're tuning in right now with D-Bars on DMEG Radio. Wes.
Pardon me, I just hate hearing her lie. She praising me to you, but tell me, I ruined her life. Man, how the fuck could that be so? When this bitch was always ghost. Then she show her face when she wants something like we close. My grandma and my aunt, they my mother figures. I learned life from the streets and a couple niggas. So I chose the booth, I ain't wanna be another you. A mother who left me looking stupid, waiting on a stoop. You only claim me for the bragging rights. Yo, you up and left me and still ain't acting right. Tell them how I learned to clean and to make some dinner. It was all trial and error, you was chasing niggas. Had to dress myself for school, try to do my head. When I was scared, slept with the lights, cause you was never there. I still put in that work, you want a percentage? I was bleeding through my pants and I got suspended. All for leaving the school grounds with no permission. I was there getting keys, you say I'm playing victim. I never forget it, bitch, so you know you dead it. I'm God's child, you ain't shit, so don't take no credit.
Hold on.
Hey, shawty, what's the business?
Tell me what it is, girl.
If you bought it, I'm a finish it.
You know.
Girl, I can show you what the business is.
I can show you what it is.
All by yourself, don't need no witnesses.
Woo! No.
Yeah. Hop in and let the top in, mama. I heard you when you said that I'm a bad mother. The mother brothers fold up, but you the one that chose up. So is it a cold shoulder or in the car and roll up? I know you living in the city where the money's thrown and all them working bees is working for the honeycomb. But fuck that, we gon' make another system, flip them all while we playing our position. That's how I'm living, and yeah, you can live it too. Take you out shopping for some Benny Chew. Then I'm into you, trying to make the bed break. If you got some neighbors, they gon' know my name. Cause I ain't playing games and I ain't taking off my chain.
Nope.
I'm about to make it rain, how the sweat be dripping, sticking, all while I'm switching my position, flipping, beating that pussy in submission.
Hey,
Levon,
Kennedy,
tell me what it is, girl.
If you're about it, I'm a finish it.
You know,
I can show you what the business is.
I can show you what it is.
All by yourself, don't need no witnesses.
No, yeah.
She's working every which way, that body going crazy, busy body.
The way she walking in, she looking like a goddess, modest. Everything about her so stylish, honest. I can't even lie. Some bitches can't compare to her, they can't even try. And if they'd even try, then they gon' be embarrassed. We'll be taking flights, spending nights in Paris. Don't worry about your parents, cause they gon' love a nigga. And when I see your mother, I swear she'll hug a nigga. I'm like no other nigga, I'll show you what the business is. Living lavishly in the island with no witnesses. Calling friends with benefits is what you make of it. So go ahead, take a chance and come and live a bit. And let
y'all know what the business is.
Tell me what it is, girl.
If you start it, I'm gonna finish it.
You know.
Girl, I can show you what the business is.
I can show you what it is.
All by yourself, don't need no witnesses.
No.
Yeah. Hey, shout it, what the business is. If you start it, I'm gonna finish it. Girl, I can show you what the business is. All by yourself, don't need no
witnesses. We're having a little technical difficulty. I'm trying to get everything back online, so please just bear with me. This is Trey Merritt and I Dream.
Life is filled with stressful circumstances. Problems occur so constantly. Mistakes and mishaps, decisions you can't get back. Issues don't give you time to breathe. But those are not reasons to give up and believe that good life does not exist for me. We can't just fold up, look down and drop our shoulders. We can't forget we're kings and queens. I know it gets hard and things fall apart, but it
won't always be this way.
So hold your head up, stand up and be proud. Tomorrow will be a better day.
I dream
of a world with no turmoil or disturbance. And everything is well prepared for me.
And
a life with all good times and no strife. But I need rough times to push and better me. I sit and think sometimes about my situations. And one wonder how did I let this be, not knowing if or how or whether I will make it, and asking is there still hope for me. But as long as you are breathing, it is never over. You have to make yourself believe you are an overcomer. Don't give up, keep fighting, and keep on pursuing all your dreams. We all have fell down, no one has been perfect, so. And hold your head up, stand up and be proud. Tomorrow be a better day. A world with no turmoil or disturbance, and everything is well prepared for me. A life with all good times and no strife. On the things in life that go so wrong, and just keep on going strong. You'll never reach perfection, but you can move that direction. All your hurt and sorrow will be conquered tomorrow, and you will overcome and win again. Life is filled with lovely circumstances. Great times occur so constantly. Blessings and good laughs and so much more comes with that. Just enjoy yourself, relax and breathe. And hold your head up, stand up and be proud. Tomorrow be a better day.
Like I'm the bad guy, folks super extra grimy at times. I wonder why, living in a world full of shady fakes, steady slithering around like a damn snake. So put the show hate instead of participate in all this grace. Done being faced by it, so watch me change face and elevate to a different place.
Steady bumping at the gums about your perception of no respect, no loss. You ain't paid your cost, equating worth by money and status. You rather funny. I just wanna be successful, like Drake and Trey said. Throw the rope back to my people. Keep it silent, keep it regal. Don't need to front like you down when you a draining ass demon, fiending for my life. And you want it for the keeping, damn it, every season. But I'm just blocking with a reason. Yeah. Should've known folks be just like seasons.
Yeah.
Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, I thought that all I knew, that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love got me on one, doing things that I never did before. Oh, all I can do is think of my own love. Whoa, love. I can't divide it, I'm so excited. I would never ever find you inside the club. Many days I love for you, wanting you. Wishing we can turn up any time of the day, it don't matter. People don't trust, still things a little better. You ain't gotta be alone, we do this thing together. Lay back, sip champagne, make it through the storms, on light together. Everything I'm saying, I mean, I tell you. Love lost and found before. Messed around, love with the ground before. Been around, running circles. Didn't know if love would be down no more. Now I see the love chemistry is in love. All I need is you. I'm so tired of pretending. That you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, I thought that all I knew, that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love got me on one, doing things that I never did before. Oh, love, got me wanting your touch just a little bit more. Oh, love,
got me all on different pages, ripping different stages. All I can do is think of my own love.
Oh, love,
I can't divide it, I'm so excited. I would never ever find you inside the club.
I have sinned and I made sin my mind right. Sometimes I gotta be alone so that I
Welcome back to the Dee Barnes Show. Thank you for bearing with me tonight. I'm having a few technical difficulties, and I had to find an alternate login So I appreciate everybody for staying tuned and sticking with me. If you can out, if you're out there and you could hear me, let me know, because y'all the ones that let me know that y'all couldn't hear me. So if you're out there and you can hear me, let me know. I appreciate everybody for staying tuned in. And our topic for tonight is mental health in the Black community. And there were a few things that I wanted to touch on tonight with mental health in the Black community. One being that it's a taboo subject in the Black community and that it's not talked about, and how it affects us in the long run from generation to generation. So I wanted to start with that and just bring that to the table. If you're out there and you're listening and you would like to call in, the number is 516-666-9919. The number again, 516-666-9919. I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back with you.
Time. I'll be yours. That was Black Thompson with Stay. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate everybody out there that stuck it out with me for the last 45 minutes. We've been having a few technical difficulties, but I still have my listeners. I appreciate y'all. We're talking about mental health in the Black community, and before I played the song, I was saying that I wanted to talk about it being a taboo subject in the Black community. The reason I say that is because not as much now, but more a little bit 10, 15, 20 years ago plus, it wasn't talked about. It wasn't acknowledged. People didn't really tell their family members to go see somebody or talk to somebody or try to get help, or, you know, they didn't try to get to the root of what the problem was, where more so now we try a little bit more to embrace that. And I do see more people addressing mental health in the Black community a little more. I really think personally it needs to be addressed more because we don't really talk about it. So people that are suffering through different mental illnesses, they don't want to talk about it. They'll suffer through it by themselves, which isn't always good. I've noticed a lot of pastors over the last couple of years have been in the news for committing suicide. People put a lot on pastors, and then they don't have anybody to put it on. And all of that is on them, and it breaks them down when, you know, we should be embracing them and trying to help them get through like they help us get through. If you out there and you would like to call in and tap in on this subject, the number to call in is 516-666-9919. One of the other things I wanted to kind of touch on was how back in the day, people didn't address their families having mental illnesses directly. You know, they would kind of keep that person away from everybody else, and, you know, that person had a little problem or they were a little special, instead of addressing what the problem was, which now later on we might find out that an uncle had schizophrenia or that he was bipolar or some issues like that that just weren't being addressed. I'm not saying that because you have a mental illness you need to necessarily be medicated, but, you know, I just wanted to address that taboo subject. You know, the Black community, we don't reach out to each other enough about depression. You know, a lot of people are depressed and they don't have anybody to talk to about it because they don't want to turn to a sister or an auntie or a friend or a cousin or a coworker and be judged. So they walk around with that depression. And then later on, sometimes in situations like that, we find out they may have committed suicide or attempted to commit suicide because they didn't know how to deal with it. We see a lot lately with children committing suicide from bullying, and the children aren't talking to their parents about it because they don't know how. Parents haven't opened that door for them to be able to express themselves to deal with things like that. And all of that is a breakdown of your mental illness. Another thing I wanted to talk about is how people deal with mental illness in the Black community. Since it's not addressed the way that it should be, and since it's not treated the way that it should be, most of our loved ones, when they have a mental illness, they turn to drugs or they turn to alcohol to self-medicate because they don't know how to deal with what they're going through. And even in those situations, we don't try to help them out with the drug addiction or with the alcohol addiction. We kind of just throw them to the side and, you know, they're a druggie or they're an alcoholic. We don't try to address the underlying issue that caused them to be that way. So I just think we need to talk more in the Black community about mental health. I think we need to talk more with our loved ones about what they're going through. I think we need to ask each other more how we're doing, how we're feeling mentally. You know, sometimes a person will tell you they feel all right because physically they do, but mentally they're not all the way there. So sometimes we need to tap in on how people are feeling mentally. And right now I'm going to take a break because I'm just talking and talking. And I'm just going to take a short break, and I'm going to play Bee Flowers and Rain Boots. Flowers with Rain Boots. Back to our subject today with Taboo Topics with V Barnes. Our subject today is mental health in the Black community, a subject that I wanted to address. And I was just talking about how our loved ones sometimes turns to drugs and alcohol to deal with the mental illness, and we throw them aside instead of trying to deal with their underlying issues. And as an adult and getting older, I've noticed just in dealing with people, you have to deal with their general personality. And sometimes you and a person don't click, and it's not necessarily because they don't like you. They might have an underlying issue that you trigger for them mentally when you come around. That might just be something that they can't just be around you. I know I've been like that around a few people. Honestly, they trigger something in me mentally when I'm around them, and it bothers me. So I just chose to distance myself. Another thing I wanted to talk about was deniability of a mental illness. I noticed in the Black community, and I need to sit down because I'm standing up. I need to sit down. I noticed in the Black community, when a person tells us that they have a mental illness, we kind of brush it aside. And I've noticed that in my own personal experience and in people around me. When you try to talk to people about mental illness, they kind of brush it off or, you know, joke about it. People make jokes about, ha, 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 you're bipolar, or ha, 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 you're schizophrenic. You have multiple personalities. But, you know, I don't think that's anything to joke about with people. Sometimes people do have those underlying issues, and they may not know it, you know. Part of the problem is when you're trying to address it, you have people that tell you don't claim it, or that's just the doctor trying to get money. They're just trying to put you on some medication, things like that, instead of really, really addressing what the problem is. I know somebody that suffers from depression. It took them a long time to tell anybody that they were suffering from depression. And it made me sad because I have and still do suffer from depression. And when you're going through it, you kind of take it on by yourself. And I'm learning now, as I get older, to try to sit down and talk to somebody about what's going on, to try to sit down and vent. I'm not big on psychiatrists and psychologists because a psychiatrist, his money is made in medicating you, and a psychologist's money is made in keeping you there and manipulating your time because that's how they bill you. Honestly, if you know my mom, you know my mom has spent her life working for other people and guiding them. So I call my mom my life coach. I don't tell her everything, but I tell her the things that I feel like I need to get off my chest to make me feel better, to put me in a better mental place. And her being the person that she is, she listens and takes it in, and if she has advice, she gives it in a way, even as being a mother, that it's not always taken defensively. Because sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. And I really, honestly, glory be to God, I have parents that I can talk to. My parents are very different, so I choose to talk to them about different things. But it's just good to know that I can go talk to them about anything. Suffering from depression is very hard. You internalize a lot. And by internalizing, it weighs you down and it puts you deeper into a dark place. So sometimes you just need to get certain things out so that you're not in the dark place or in that sunken place. Another thing that I wanted to address was sexual abuse and how it plays a part in mental health. So I'll be addressing that shortly. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to play Archie Beats. I got you.
If I could get you everything, I'll try to get it all for you. You're my baby, and everything I do is for you. Have they ever said how beautiful you are, and how far would they go to find that treasure in your soul?
Should all know
you're
all the cause I'm your man.
I got you. I got you.
Baby, the best don't mean a thing. See, I am here cause I'm your man.
I got you.
I got you.
Okay, that was Archie Beats and I Got You. We're back here talking about mental health in the Black community. Please give me a call if you're out there, 516-666-9919. If you're out there and you would like to tap in on this topic, I know I have some listeners, I can see that, and I appreciate you guys for sticking in there with me, especially after the technical difficulties earlier. I appreciate it. But if you're out there and you would like to go live, let me know. Give me a call in, 516-666-9919. Before we went to break, I was talking about mental illness, and I said we were going to talk about sexual abuse and mental health. A lot of underlying issues with adults in the Black community, especially females, is sexual abuse. And sexual abuse in the Black community is not addressed. The sad thing is it's usually swept under the rug and kept quiet, and people just move on like it didn't happen. Thank God for my parents. They kept me in an environment where I was protected. Thank God. And I have friends that have told me how they were molested by several family members and then became a teenager and was raped and then became an adult and was raped. And mentally, I couldn't imagine how not dealing with that plays a part in how you grow up. It's sad when to women who have been abused as children and as teenagers, which are children, and their mothers know, and they did nothing. That is sad. That really plays a part on your mental health because your parents are supposed to protect you. They're supposed to be the ones there to make sure that everything is okay. And I couldn't imagine how mentally that would play a part in your life growing up and having that happen multiple times and having been swept under the rug multiple times and just having to live life like nothing happened. A lot of women, that's why they end up becoming prostitutes and things of that nature, because they've had bad experiences with men and they were never dealt with. They were swept under the rug, so it changed how they dealt with men and how they deal with family. It's sad that we don't address these issues as families and as a community. We don't embrace each other and love each other and try to help each other get help through those types of situations. And I want to find a way to bring it to the table and find a way to help people to address these things, because women end up with daddy issues behind things like that. Daddy's not around, and the man that they call daddy or look up to as a daddy or a father figure abused them in some type of way, and it left them mentally scarred to a point where they try to find that love that they should have got from a father in other men. All of that is underlying issues with mental health. All of those are mental health issues. Like I said earlier, I don't necessarily believe in medicating because I'm not a big pharma person, but I am a person that advocates dealing with the underlying issue because some things don't need to be medicated. A lot of times when you get diagnosed with things, they medicate you to try to, one, capitalize off of it, and two, to try to control how you respond or things like that. When in actuality, all you need to do is address it. A lot of things are healed once they're addressed. Sometimes we have things that we don't know that need to be addressed, which causes the underlying problem. And once they're addressed, it makes things run a little bit better. I'm going to take a call. Give me one second, caller. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to address the sexual abuse issue. There's a list of things that are underlying in the Black community when it comes to mental health. There's a list of underlying things that need to be addressed. I have a couple more points I'm going to touch on before the show is over, but right now I'm going to take a call. Hello, caller. Hello? Uh-oh, the call dropped. Okay. One of the other things I wanted to touch on was colorism in the Black community. Colorism in the Black community is an issue that causes some of the mental illnesses and the mental health problems. It's an underlying issue as well. It's hard to be part of a race that rejects you, and that rejection weighs you down because it makes you feel like you don't know where you belong, and it'll take a toll on you. I have been watching Love and Hip Hop, and it brought up a subject that I discussed with a couple of people that I know that are biracial. Amara La Negra brought up how she's an Afro-Latino and how it made her depressed when she was younger because she wasn't accepted by the Latinos, because she was dark-skinned, and she wasn't accepted by the Black people because she was Latino and she spoke Spanish. And I addressed this to a couple of people, and they were telling me how they felt about it. Now, the funny thing is, I got it from a couple different sides. I have friends who are Puerto Rican, who are very fair-skinned, could actually probably pass for Mexican, who identify as being Black. But I've been told they've been rejected because they're not dark-skinned. I have a friend whose daughter, my friend is Caucasian. Her daughter's dad is Puerto Rican, and he identifies as Black. And her daughter came out fair-skinned, blue eyes. She identifies as biracial, but she gets rejected a lot by the Black community because she looks Caucasian. We don't, as a community, think about how that plays a part in the mental health of the people who we come in contact with. I'm accepting. I've gotten to the point where, as far as how people identify, I'm accepting. I'm not going to tell you you're not Black because you're not as dark as me. growing up, it was funny for me because I grew up and a lot of people automatically assumed I was mixed. I was lighter than I am now. I have very light eyes, very wavy hair. And if you've ever talked to my mother on the phone, you know she sounds very Caucasian, even though she is not. People just automatically assumed I was mixed. They automatically assumed my dad was black, my mom was white, and I was in the middle because I was light-skinned. I had wavy hair. I had light eyes. And it was funny how I picked my friends and how my friends picked me. In high school, I didn't have a clique. Usually people click up in high school. In high school, I didn't have a clique. My friends were the other people that didn't want to be in a clique because we all had something that had put us in a situation where we had felt rejected in some type of way. Mine was because everybody thought I was mixed. So a lot of my friends were mixed. It's funny now remembering the stories that we would hear. I had a couple friends during race riots. They got jumped because nobody knew what they were, and they were never the same after that. All those things are things that we need to address as a community. Those are things that we need to sit down and talk about with one another. We need to make sure as a community we are together. We are all right. Basically, we're all right. I was telling my kids the other day, watch how you approach people in public. Sometimes people are already going through things, and you don't know what side of the fence they're on. And what you say can either make their day or push them over the edge. And I try to enforce that on them. Watch what you say to people. As much as you can, compliment people, smile at people. Well, you can't see nobody smiling these days because everybody got on a mask. But compliment people. I try to enforce that in them because sometimes people are having a day where they just might feel like they are on the bottom of a bottomless pit. And what you say might be able to pick them up and start them over. I had an encounter with a young lady when I was working on the strip at the food court. Beautiful young lady on the heavy side. She came through my line and we were talking, and when I looked up to hand her food, I told her how pretty she was. And she started crying in the line. Thank God nobody was behind us. And we started talking. And her boyfriend started telling me how he tells her he's beautiful all the time. But so many people have told her she's cute, but she's fat. Or she could be cuter if she loses weight. And all those types of things. And she had heard it so much, it tore her down. And she ended up coming back later telling me I made her day with my compliment, because we have to embrace each other as a community. All we have is each other. Nobody else is going to look out for our mental health. Nobody else even cares about our mental health. Let's just be real. So we have to care about each other. We have to look out for each other. So right now I'm going to take a break, play a song. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. And I got a special request, and I'm going to play it. I got a request for Mr. Jazz and Soulmatic, Let Me. So I'm going to go ahead and play that as soon as I find it. Okay, wait. Let's get to Mr. Jazz stroking, and then we'll get back to Mr. Jazz. This is the new Mr. Jazz and Soulmatic, stroking.
Mm-hmm. don't deny what you're feeling. We've been patiently waiting. From the counter to the kitchen floor. Cause baby one, I'ma make you feel like you ain't never felt. And two, show you things you didn't know you can do. Baby three, skip three. We can get to robbing and touching, fucking and hugging and loving. Baby, so won't you, won't you, won't you, won't you, won't you, won't you just
have me?
I can show you things, some things you never seen before. Don't be uncomfortable, you're so remarkable. The way you're looking, girl, you're about to get the best of me. And I'ma take my time and I'ma slow it down. Been waiting for some time to show you the best of me. I'll make you feel like you have never felt a future. Let me see the best of me.
Baby, I'ma take my time. I got some nasty things in mind.
Won't you just
let me?
I can show you things, some things you've never seen before.
Let me.
I can show you mine if you show me yours, yeah.
Let me.
I can show you mine if you show me yours, yeah.
Thank you.
cliche if you don't do what you say. That ain't no secret. See, if I'm eyeing you like secret society eyeing me, it's about to be no probably. Ain't that right? Underneath with a tan line, taking off tops to the top, it no pound sign. A hashtag, I bring a prince on you, move slower than a hashtag. Who you dial in? Who you down with? The thoughts after NASA, come falling down the cave in the rafters. Research, I land in your lap for. May I not get ahead of myself? Ain't a trophy nigga with my head on the shelf, so I don't gotta send out getting head on the set at all.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We're down to the end of the show. I appreciate everybody for listening to me tonight talk about mental health in the Black community. I thank you to those who tuned in. I thank you to those who had opinions. I got text messages. I know a lot of you are shy to go on air. I appreciate it. Stay tuned. Make sure you're tuning in Sunday at 2 p.m. for 90 Minutes of Praise. And next Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on DMEG Radio. Also, tomorrow at 9 p.m., we have the debut of a new show, Miss Erica Beckwith and Reality Radio. Make sure you tune in right here, blogtalk.com/DMEG Radio. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Make sure you call in, support her show, listen to her show. She's part of the family, all right, y'all? We're going to go ahead and close the show. And before I play this last song, I just want to say, make sure y'all check in on y'all people. Make sure you letting each other know that y'all good. Make sure y'all checking on each other to see if y'all good, because all we got is each other, all right, y'all? And mental health is a serious issue. A lot of people don't like to talk about what they're going through. But like I said, we have to address those underlying issues. Make sure y'all loving on one another. Make sure you're praying for one another, all right? Because all we got is each other, y'all. All right? I hope to have y'all back here Sunday, 2 p.m., for 90 Minutes of Praise. And we're going to go ahead and close the show with my last two songs. We're going to have Carson from DG featuring Cat Eyes and a new one from Danny Boy, Nothing. Y'all have a good night. Make sure you stay in touch. Make sure you're voting for your favorite artist, all right?
What up, baby? Ain't nothing like that PCH music. Come on, nigga, VJ, pull that lowrider out, man. Tell Pop, let me sit in the driver's side one time, man. Hit a switch or two. I got my nigga Trey Charles out here for the weekend, man. Show him how you out here, man. Show you how we do it.
West with it.
With so much drama in the DBC. Kinda hard being D to the fucking G. So what? Somehow, some way, still coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. Niggas be talking like I don't hear that. Probably be off of that brown dirt like a meerkat. I do me, looking for turtle, wondering where beer at. Laughing at you niggas who thinking I be that meerkat. Nigga, I'm from Carson, California. Swagnificent, deep gas, we be on ya. Getting money is sufficient, no rap, nigga. Stay the fuck up out of mind, go left, nigga. I'm a real nigga, they vouch for me. It's my turn to get it in without a doubt, homie. Sit back, pay attention to this real music. TBG music, nigga, it's how we do it.
First in California, smoking that dank marijuana.
Right.
West side, left side is the best side. First in California, smoking that dank marijuana.
Yeah.
West side, left side.
head cruising pro. Baby, I'm a grown man, mama, I'm ill. You ain't gotta worry about nothing, just chill. Stacey Adams on, Kenneth Cole shirt, Kamali Shays on, I don't wanna see you twerk. I like how you a scholar, you always go to work. Need you every month, we pay them bills on the first. Let me take you where I live, show you where it's cracking. Take you out to L.A., show you how it's happening. Take you out to Long Beach, Compton where it's cracking. Baby, I'm from D.A., we ain't never missed the action. Take you out to Crenshaw, show you how we dip. Take you out to Long Beach Boulevard where they sip. I'm an OG, East Side niggas live. But I'm from Carson, I'ma show you how I live. What up, what up?
Carson, California. Smoking that dank marijuana. West side, left side is the best side. Carson, California. Smoking that dank marijuana.
Ain't nothing going on but the bomb ass rap song. Hitting all night long. Homie, you dead wrong if you niggas ain't banging in. So, same time, so dangerous. You know, a little something for people to get their groove on. Or drop the top on the whip and just cruise on. Down the highway, doing it my way. That's so flyway, that Carson all the time way. See, we party like it's 1999. But act a fool with a nigga getting out of line. We from that 907-46-45-47-49 in this bitch. It's no surprise, it's cat eyes and Mills Park. We keep it cracking from early morning till dark. Sit back, pay attention to this real music. TBG music, nigga, that's how we do it.
Carson, California. Smoking that dank marijuana. West side, west side. Left side is the best side. Carson, California. Smoking that dank marijuana.
You packed up all your bags and went away. I feel like it's on repeat cause it replays
over and over, but it is the same way.
I can't believe I let it come to this.
I tried to keep us together in perfect bliss,
but I stepped out and you found out. And there's no doubt your presence will be missed. I told you all my playing round and with nothing. Now I'm here by myself, holding on to nothing. You don't even write, you don't call, you know nothing. I did the math, nothing plus nothing equals nothing. Girl, I'm nothing without you. Don't take a rocket scientist to see
that subtracting you from us is half of me.
Trust was our denominator. I thought love was greater. I should have put out my calculator. Cause me plus you is how it's supposed to be.
But I went and added her and now it's three.
Now we're divided, you're on to the next. Now I'm another ex and I'm wishing you the best. I told you all my playing round and fooling around with nothing. Now I'm here by myself holding on to nothing. Holding on to nothing. You don't even write, you don't call, you know nothing. I did the math, nothing plus